This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah knows what's in my heart. That's all what matters. That is an attitude of transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of hearts. He does look towards our hearts, but also to our deed. And if your heart was one that hearkened and desired faith, if it was one that had more light in it, if it was one that desired to please Allah and to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, then it would be something that would lead you to doing good deeds. Because that's what the Prophet ﷺ said, that within us there is a heart that if it is righteous, if it is healthy, صَلَحَ الْعَمَلُ كُلُّ, the rest of your deeds come into action. A heart that has taqwa, a heart that has fear of Allah, conscious awareness of Allah, remembers that it will be questioned by Allah, is not one that speaks those words. It's all about my heart. Allah knows what's in my heart. I don't have to do everything the way other people do it. I don't need to wear hijab. Allah knows what's in my heart. I don't need to go and perform hajj yet. Allah knows what's in my heart. I don't need to be generous and charitable. Allah knows that I make dua for those poor people. I don't have to give zakah. You can't be a person who in your heart is an inconsistency with that which is shown and displayed by your actions outwardly. Now, I'm not telling you to try to show people that which is in your heart, but it necessarily must come out in your actions. And Islam, its practice of it is all physically apparent for others to see. That your salah is seen by others, your fasting is known to others, that your Hajj is known to others, your zakah and commitment to it is known and given to other people. It's recorded for you. And it's important for you to recognize you can't just hide behind that concept. I have a good heart, eventually I'll wear my hijab. I have a good heart, eventually I will end, you know, smoking and going out and doing these things. I'm a good person inside. That's all that really matters. It's all about your heart. That is a false concept and a transgression against the structure of our law as Muslims of how we socialize and the behaviors that we have. It is not enough to hide behind a good heart and not resemble the good deeds that we seek. Now, that doesn't mean that a person who isn't wearing hijab or who misses some of their prayers, that they have a disgusting heart or that they're a disgusting person. La wallahi. Some of the people of great knowledge and religious scholars may be worse in their practice and in their behavior and in their hearts than some of the Muslims who are struggling with their day-to-day activity. I'm speaking about the mindset. I'm speaking about being accepting of that status quo. I'm saying that it's not okay to just say, my heart is okay, I don't need to improve. I'm talking about knowing, alhamdulillah, that you have love for Allah in your heart, that you are a committed believer, but at the same time, you must take steps to improve. One day, the Prophet ﷺ, he saw some of his companions abusing another one of his companions. And this companion that they were ridiculing and using harsh words to him, how could you do this? This is disgusting. This is haram. This sin is unacceptable. And because the person was an alcoholic, he got drunk in public. And they were really angry with him. And the Prophet ﷺ stopped them and he said, da'u, leave him. فَوَاللَّهِ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. For I know by God that in his heart he has love for Allah and his messenger. And that soft approach of the Prophet ﷺ helped that sahabi put away his addiction, stop drinking that liquor, stop getting intoxicated. And it was a gentle approach that he took. But what was important was that the Prophet ﷺ didn't say, leave him alone, his heart is enough and that's okay. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged him to stop, helped him to stop, gave him tools to come to an end of that sin. It is not enough to just say, my heart is enough, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge of heart. No, Allah is the judge of heart and the judge of actions as well. That mindset is a transgression against Allah and the sunnah and habit of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.